Now, the bushfire has many Australians more anxious about taking action against climate change. According to a report commissioned by Australian Eggs, 70% of Australians lack the confidence when it comes to understanding what they can do on a personal level to take action against climate change. But around the same percentage say they'd be more willing to take action. There's no doubt that the bushfire crisis has made us more aware of the impact we have on the climate and the need to be more environmentally sustainable. While donations and volunteering are ways we can take action, is there another way? We're joined now by the Managing Director of Australian Eggs, Rowan McMoneys, to talk about how our food choices can make a difference. Good morning, Rowan.
Morning, Marlene. Nice to be with you.
Nice to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Your organisation commissioned this report around Australian attitudes towards climate action. What did this research find?
Well, it confirmed some of our observations and suspicions. As you've just flagged, there seems to be this enormous interest in climate and carbon footprint currently, and it has seemed to have been heightened over the summer, including with links to the bushfires. And what we were really interested in was the extent to which the public that was concerned about these issues felt they were able to take action. As part of the food system, we're aware that there is ways to use that food system better now if people have the information. And what the studies revealed is what's obvious to people that are, you know, operating within a system may not be obvious to others. And it's a lack of confidence in the information that they have, a lack of clarity and often conflicting information has undermined the ability of the public to feel empowered to act for themselves to progress these important issues.
And in that survey, 83% of people said they'd make an effort to change their lifestyle if they knew it would help tackle climate change. In this case, we're looking at our consumption of food. How can thinking about our food choices help make a difference?
Sure. Well, as people would not be surprised, food's big. Food is an enormous part of really the global economy and is an enormous producer of or has an enormous carbon footprint. It's unavoidable. We need to eat. But, of course, there are ways to look at that system, to use that system and to evolve that system, which will progress these important issues in relation to carbon footprint and climate change. So in terms of using the system, there is a simplicity to it. There's a spectrum of carbon impact across the food system, and people need to have a better understanding of that. A lot of that information's current. Some of it's being built currently as new methodologies are developed. But for example, that this spectrum ranges from plants and vegetables and grains, which are generally the lower end. In terms of low-end proteins, you've got eggs and chicken meat, which are relatively low. And then it goes up towards red meat, which has generally a higher carbon footprint. Now, by taking that into account in making decisions in relation to food choices, diet planning, etc., the public has the capacity to make a significant impact today. And I guess that's one of the aspects we wanted to test. If people have a sense of urgency around the issue and want to see action taken immediately, by all means, be part of the political debate. By all means, and that could lead to structural change down the line. But if you want to take action today, there's certainly opportunities.
Now, you're the Managing Director of Australian Eggs. How does this fit in with your company and what people can do with their consumption of eggs?
Sure. Well, we have a mandate that relates to the sustainability of the egg industry. So we very much want to be and position the egg industry for the long haul. And as part of that, we think it's really important that all agricultural supply chains take responsibility for these important issues, including environmental issues such as climate change, but also other issues of importance to the community, such as animal welfare and progress in that regard. So as it relates to climate change, we are looking at ways in which we can reduce the carbon footprint of the egg industry, and they will take some time. Research is underway. Structural change is underway. That's a very important process and one that we're committed to. But in addition to that, we wanted to look for opportunities to assist the public to understand how to use the food system better today. And I really think there is a clear information gap. While you can scour the internet and find out this information, it's coming through from the community. It's insufficiently clear. It's often conflicting. And from our perspective, Much of the information out there relating to carbon footprint of food lacks a very important balancing element, and that, of course, is nutrition. You can view things in terms of the spectrum and extremes. You could say, oh, from now on, I won't eat red meat, I'll only eat grains. I don't think that's realistic. Some people may wish to pursue that diet, but I think for the whole community, it's not realistic. And we need to take into account how we're going to get good nutrition and good health outcomes for our community whilst also progressing these important environmental issues.
Absolutely. It's a lot of things to weigh up there, nutrition, as well as what food you choose and the equality of affordability as well. But just quickly, before you head on off, I wanted to ask you, what advice would you give to our listeners about their food choices?
Well, interestingly, it's very old school advice, certainly at this time, and that's think for yourself and follow your instincts. There will be conflicting information, particularly as these issues have become politicised. There will always be contributions from marketers that are there to tell you that their product is the best, including in relation to...
Around 1,000 passengers left the ship late last...
Sorry, Marlene, there was just a cut across there, which seemed to be another
recording. That's all right. That's all right. You're still there?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I was just making the point that if you think...
Last week, those who tested negative for...
Sorry, please continue.
No problem. Seems to be a rival broadcast coming through. But look, thinking for yourself, taking advantage of credible sources of information and looking for opportunities to act now and to use the food system better is the way to, if you like, act on your values immediately while other aspects of our political discourse, etc., play catch up.
Absolutely. It's such an important thing, and it's so nice to see that we can do something on an independent scale where we can make action through our own choices. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Marlene.
Wonderful. Sorry about that as well. That was Rowan McMoney's Managing Director of Australian Eggs talking to us about research showing Australians' growing concerns around climate change and how we can take action one bite at a time by making better food choices.